Good morning. Welcome to Dig in the Dirt. Well, today we're going to talk about the Water Music Festival's garden tour, which is coming up very soon. My guests are some of the organizers of that, Nancy Allen.
Good morning, Ann.
And Skylar Walker.
Hi.
And Pam Fleming.
Hi.
Okay. All right, fine. She has a slightly different, but that's all right. That's a slightly different job in the deal. So let's start with, when is the garden tour?
The garden tour is this coming Saturday, July 18th,
okay,
from 10 to 4.
Okay, so it's all day.
All day,
but
yes.
There are a lot of a lot of gardens, so like starting at 3 is not going to work.
Oh, no. I would suggest buying the ticket ahead of time, being in the first garden at 10 o'clock, because we have a full tour of 8 gardens and a wetlands restoration tour as a bonus.
Well, yeah, you probably spend at least 15 minutes in each garden.
Hopefully more, because of the music.
Uh-huh.
And some of them have nibbles and light bites. So to stop and pause, enjoy the beautiful garden and the music.
That sounds great. And so they go from the top to bottom, the whole?
Yes, this year we are from Sea View all the way to Oysterville.
Uh-huh. Okay, that sounds great. Now, where can people get tickets? So you said you thought they should get them ahead of time so they can just get going.
Yes. Well, the tickets are on sale right now at 3 places on the peninsula. The English Nursery in Sea View.
Mm-hmm. And that's right at the light.
Yes, right at the intersection. And there'll be signs there directing that the tickets are for sale. And also at the Bay Avenue Gallery in Ocean Park. And the Oysterville store in Oysterville is selling
great.
Tickets.
Okay, so there are 3. There are no places to buy them in Oregon.
No, there are not, except online, Brown Paper Tickets. And if you buy your ticket at Brown Paper Ticket, you will take your receipt to one of these venues to get your actual garden tour ticket, which has the map and the descriptions of the gardens. And English Nursery, and I think all the venues, will be open early that morning of the tour Saturday.
Oh, so that you can get your ticket if
exactly.
You bought it. Okay, so the place to buy online tickets is Brown Paper?
Brown Paper Tickets.
Tickets. Is there, like, .com?
You know, probably, yes.
BrownPaperTickets.com.
BrownPaperTickets.com, yes.
Okay, all right. So, now, what year is this of the garden tour?
This is our 9th year.
9th?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. And did you pick this time of the year? I mean, this, right, the end of July for a reason?
When I first started 5 years ago on the tour, the garden tour was actually in June. And I had so many gardeners, including Skylar, who suggested for reason of moving it a month ahead.
Well, people would always say that their gardens were not fully in bloom by the third week in June. And I think on the peninsula, we're just a little slower than in the city because our weather is cooler. So the gardens seemed more lush in July, and that was the idea behind that.
Yes.
And also the weather is a little more dependably nice in July.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good plan. I think there's nothing to ruin a garden tour like rain.
And the forecast for Saturday is very good.
That is good. Okay, so since you've been doing this for a long time, there must be a system for coming up with, I mean, you have to beat people to get them to agree. Nobody thinks their garden is good enough. I mean, even the most amazing, well-established garden, the gardener thinks it's, all they see is that the shape of that thing is wrong. And
this is true. We do ask many people to be on the tour, and sometimes people say, I'm so sorry to tell you no, and I say, don't worry, a lot of people do. But the fact is that if somebody has been on the garden tour, they see that we have a variety of gardens, a variety of styles, and there's just not one specific type of garden we're looking for. We have estate gardens, we have small pocket gardens, cottage gardens, gardens on the beach, the dunes gardens, which are different than inland or on the bay. And if somebody is reluctant, I invite them to tour a couple years with us and keep us in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they will say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I will point out, we're going to be looking for gardens for the tour next year, the day after the tour this year.
So a good pool of possible applicants would be people who come on the tour who live on the peninsula.
Yes.
That would be one of the requirements, right? On the peninsula? It couldn't be in Astoria.
Well, no. We have considered.
But it could be.
Yes.
If one stretched your mind out.
Absolutely. And we did consider this year possibly having some gardens in Chinook. And I could see one year inviting Nacelle. You know, Astoria has had their own garden tour, so I haven't thought of that. But I could see one year, possibly. It's a reach. Skylar's looking at me.
Well, you know, one of the things when you have a garden tour and it ranges, some people will choose not to go to the farthest one. But for some people, that might be the only one they actually go to because it's convenient for them. So I could see Nacelle isn't bad, and certainly Chinook is right, very feasible. I mean, I think we should take advantage of some of the great gardens that are in Chinook.
And I will say, it is a rural garden driving tour. They're not all within 5 or 6 city blocks,
mm-hmm.
but we do pride ourselves on having a good map with the tickets, as well as red and pink balloons identifying the gardens on the main highways. And the morning of the tour, my husband and I get up very early and put up additional signs and arrows, fluorescent green, all over the peninsula for the gardens that really are going to need, you know, a right turn here, a left turn there. So
mm-hmm.
it's easy for people to find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody's traveling on their own, they don't have to be looking at the map and, you know, trying to struggle with
right.
it. We want to make it easy.
And because there'll be so many people doing the garden tour, it'd probably be nice if people carpooled with their friends and cut down on the number of cars.
I think that's probably better way.
You know, if you have a garden buddy that you're coming with, why not just leave from home with one car?
Yes. And we do have people that traditionally, it's a yearly tradition,
mm-hmm.
you know, going on the garden tour with their group of friends or their best mm-hmm. friends, their gardening buddies. Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. I know you go from thing to thing and you keep running into the same people at every one.
It's a party. Yes.
It is a party.
It's a wonderful party.
It's fun. Okay, so how does a person qualify to get on the tour?
Well, we're looking for unique, beautiful gardens. And typically, if somebody is maintaining the garden well and they have unique features, and sometimes they have features they forget to tell us. I know Bob Caswell, whom we all know, he was on the garden tour a couple years ago, and he had blue Himalayan poppies blooming on the day of the tour, but he hadn't mentioned it. And that would have been a wonderful feature to put in the description. So we're looking for unique water features. Some people have a dahlia garden, a rose garden, a frog collection, a frog pond, a certain type of plant they're collecting.
Orchard,
yes.
Vegetable gardens, people are really interested in that. Deer fences, how to keep the deer out. Or a deer park, if you like to have a garden that allows the deer in, but you still want to have plants, you can demonstrate how to do that.
That sounds great. Okay, so what's new and different on this year's garden tour?
Well, along with our wonderful local musicians, we have had, as the tour is getting larger, we've been having musicians from out of the area contact us about performing.
Oh.
And yes, it was very exciting.
That's a grown-up event.
Yes, yes. And the first group that did were the Winterlings from Portland. And they're a duo that's coming in. They'll be playing at one of the gardens. They have performed at different venues on the peninsula. And
what do they play?
Well, they are more of a, with songs as vivid as feature films, Seattle alt-folk duo take listeners on unexpected journeys through flooded barns and cedar forest, chemistry labs and ferries crossing Puget Sound. And they are kind of an alternate folk group.
Okay.
I would say.
So there's a mix of music. There's the classical and folk and other kinds.
Yes.
Cool.
And I should also mention Terry Robb, an acoustical guitar player, Ooh. Is going to be at one of the gardens. And I believe they're Astoria-based Acoustica World Music.
Oh, the fabulous group.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And Skylar will describe the garden that they're going to be in a little
okay.
bit later.
And so is there music at every garden?
Live music in every garden.
Okay.
Now, the musicians will not play all 6 hours of the tour. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in hearing a specific musician or seeing when there is music at each garden, the times that they are playing will be posted on the beautifully maintained Facebook page by Skylar.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
and okay.
There's a note on the page called Garden Tour 2015, The Gardens. And in that note, I'm going to put the times the musicians will be playing.
What's the name of the Facebook page?
Music in the Gardens Tour.
Great, that's easy enough. Okay, so...
And one more thing that's new this year, we started it with the rhododendron tour. We are going to be having plein air painters in the gardens, or they have painted in the last 3 weeks. They've been visiting the gardens and doing plein air artwork, which is going to be featured in an artist reception at Bay Avenue Gallery this Friday from 5 to 8.
What is plein art?
Well, plein air art is the painting of art outdoors. And it started in the 19th century. And a part of the ability to do that was oil paints that would not dry up. Oil paints in tube that could be used outdoors. Mm-hmm. And we're all familiar with the Impressionist, and that's kind of the base of the movement. But it's still very popular
mm-hmm.
today.
So people are going to paint their oh, that's great, like updated Monet.
Yeah, exactly. And I give full credit to this to Sue Raymond of the gallery. She has contacted the artist, both on the peninsula and off the peninsula, inviting them to participate. And she is very generously donating 50% of the gallery's commission to Water Music Festival of artwork that sells during that time period.
So Friday, people can see the paintings that people have done of the different gardens.
Yes, yes.
That's great.
And I have to share the story. When I sent the artist the gardens and their descriptions, I wanted to tell them a little bit about them, especially the ones that were off the peninsula. We have one gardener who has a rooster and chickens. And she said, oh, I'd love someone to paint Henry, my rooster. So I put it out on that page, and we had an artist who called, and she said, I will paint Henry.
Yeah.
So we have beautiful pictures of Henry, as well as some other chickens and her coop.
Oh, God.
Yes.
That is great.
Yeah.
You're listening to Dig in the Dirt, and we're talking about the garden tours this weekend. Skylar, let's talk about, and Pam, what... the gardens. What's that? No, you're not. Okay.
I can give
just
you.
Just Skylar. Oh, got it. Is it the, oh, that's the following week. Just like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Pam is here to talk about the Seaside Garden Tour, which is the week after.
Right. The following week. I can give you a rundown of the gardens that we're having on the Music in the Gardens Tour.
Let's start there, and then we'll do...
And then we'll do...
Yeah?
Because I want to hear about Pam's tour.
Okay.
We'll start in Seaview with a garden that is a cutting garden. It has a very artistic deer fence made of driftwood and full of flowers and color. It's a haven for birds. And in part of the garden, it's a haven for deer, thus the deer fence. Most of it is fenced, but there is an area where you can watch the wildlife. Then in Tides West, there's a garden right on the dunes with windbreaks, very fun and playful, lots of colorful containers, well-grown and very well-selected plants, and little details everywhere. Then over by Loomis Lake, there's a garden that's 1 year old. And the amazing thing to me is I met the owner, and she, by herself, has designed and built decks, a stage, a very unique water feature, privacy fences that frame her peekaboo view of the lake. You will be just amazed at what she's done in 1 year. Other one about in the middle of the peninsula at Clipson Beach is called the High Tide Hilton, but it's not a hotel. It's a house with a complex of couple of guest cottages, a fabulous outdoor kitchen. And when I saw it, it reminded me of nothing more than a castaway's island. It's very humorous, just absolutely delightful. Up all the way as far north as you can get almost in Surfside, which, by the way, if you're using your GPS, you want to put in Ocean Park. That's why it says Ocean Park on the ticket. But on the peninsula, we call it Surfside.
Okay.
Somsri is a plant collector. She's got plants that she's brought back from exotic locations, a wide selection, things you might never have seen before, very well cared for. She has a raised septic field like a lot of people have to have these days, and she's turned it into a colorful eye-level garden with all sorts of repurposed and driftwood art hidden in among the flowers. And throughout the whole garden, she has her own art pieces that she's made from found objects. Then there's a garden on the bay, a Bayview garden made for elegant entertaining. It has a recirculating stream and waterfall between two ponds, fish and frogs, a deck and the gazebo that are just poised overlooking the bay. And then side by side in Nakata, there are two gardens, one new and one old. A two-year-old garden is sort of an urban farm with vegetables, a chicken coop, many chickens, and a wraparound deck, a porch with artistic detail, and a driftwood gate that I just love, and a very sheltered little patio out of the north wind. Next door is a bed and breakfast with a very established garden, mature trees and shrubs underplanted with perennials and annuals for lots of flowers. And that is the home of Henry the Rooster and his flock with a very cute purple chicken coop. And then there's the wetland restoration project, which is a bonus. It's not a garden. It's a native planting that's happening right on the bay. But the wonderful thing about that is it's a really rare opportunity, I think, because most of the bay is marshland and you can't really in most places get up close to it. Here you can get almost right down to the water and you get a great view to the north of the port of Nakata.
So, Skylar, those sounded like fabulous gardens. It's going to be a great tour again. Let's talk about the Seaside Garden.
The Seaside Garden, it's the downtown gardens in Seaside. It's all the way from Holiday and Broadway up to the turnaround and in the environs around there. I'm the gardener for the city. This is, I think we've done this tour for 18, 19 years. I lead it. We start at Beach Books in the loft. They're catering a breakfast and I'm doing a slide presentation. It starts at 8 in the morning. And then we all meet in front at 9 o'clock and we start out from there. And I just guide everybody through the gardens downtown.
That's a great idea. And now these are all public plantings.
Yes, they're all public. Very public.
Yeah. Do you have problems with either vandalism or garbage?
Oh, both.
Both.
Yes.
Yeah.
All kinds of garbage and all kinds of vandalism.
So is this a full-time job?
Yes.
Wow. You're an employee of the city?
No, I'm a landscape contractor, and I have contracts with the city. And I have contracts with the Downtown Development Association. I manage all of their hanging baskets also.
That's a mammoth project. Just that. Wow. All right. So is there anything that we haven't covered that we need to hit?
I was just going to mention a little bit about the food and drinks served on our garden tour. It's totally optional for the gardeners. They're only required to have their garden ready for the tour, but the tradition has been to offer small bites and drinks, and I'll just share a few things that I have picked up from the gardeners. Some of them are going to be serving coffee drinks in the morning. We have one garden serving mimosas. Another one in the morning will have some lavender shortbread, cookies with some fruit cups. One garden has a Mediterranean theme, and they're going to be serving small bites throughout the day, including Spanish potato and chorizo tortilla bites, some gazpacho, Italian antipasto skewers, biscotti, Moroccan wraps, chilled cucumber soup. I know it just goes on and on.
This sounds wonderful. Yeah. And this isn't there's no additional fee.
No, there is not.
You don't have to feel guilty if you're in the garden and you see food. You can. No. It's okay to eat it.
The food is there. The food and drink is there because we want to encourage people to linger in the gardens, mm-hmm. enjoy the music, and have that experience.
Well, last year, as I recall, the food was fabulous. It wasn't like chips and dip. It was all really very amazing, good, well-prepared food. It's fun. I mean, it makes it such a rich day. There's music, there's food, there's gardens.
It's a great tour.
And so the gardeners will be there to ask questions, right?
They will be there to answer questions. We're hoping to identify the gardeners this year with a name tag.
Good.
So people will know who the owners of the property
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they will be there, definitely.
Okay, somebody wants to know the date and time of the Seaside Tour.
The Seaside Tour is July 26th, Sunday. And it starts at, the breakfast is at 8, and the tour starts at 9 at Beach Books in Gilbert District downtown.
Great. And then the Peninsula Tour is this Saturday, the 18th, from 10 to 4.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so they're on different days and different weeks.
Oh, I'd like to just mention, if anyone is curious about the past tours, on our Facebook page, we have photos from every single tour going back 9 years, well, 8 years. So that's, you can go look at the previous gardens and see how fabulous they are.
You know, I bought one of those blue poppies.
The Himalayan poppies?
Yes.
From Bob, and I obviously didn't handle it right because it died.
They're challenging.
Yeah, I mean, he and I had a long discussion about where it should be, and I came up with what I thought was the perfect spot from our conversation. It wasn't. I know, and now he's gone, and I can't get a new one, at least from him. I should try another option.
I just want to say one more thing. If you don't want to go to the breakfast for the Seaside Downtown Tour, mm-hmm. you can just meet at 9, and it's a free tour. Mm-hmm. In front of Beach Books.
That's great. That's great. And it's so nice that there are multiple options.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention, Anne, one more thing about our tour is we are having a garden bench raffle.
Oh.
And this came about through Alice and Bob, I believe, from Bikes for Books. And they are donating a beautiful bench. It will be at Garden Number 6 for people that would like to buy a $1 raffle ticket and possibly win it.
Oh, that's great. So just one item.
One item, yes.
Well,
yes.
That's a lot less work than having a whole ton of
right.
Things.
Nancy also wants to tell you about the edible garden tour that's coming up, which is not organized by us, but we'd like to give it a little promotion.
This is on a Sunday, August 9th, from noon to 5, on the peninsula. They will be having 6 to 8 gardens featuring edibles. Two of them are going to have edible forest. And that's that ancient system of 7 different layers of canopies, where you start with the highest and you come all the way down to the ground. And they have nitrogen fixers, so nobody is really tending the gardens, but they're able to grow and harvest from them. So two of these gardens will be demonstrating that as well.
And what is that's in August?
This is August 9th, yes.
August 9th, okay.
It benefits the local food banks, and I think it's organized by the Grange.
It is, yes.
The Long Beach Grange.
That sounds great. Okay.
And there, by the way, there's a Facebook page for that called Peninsula Edible Garden Tour, so you can find the information there about when the tickets will be for sale and so on.
That sounds great. Well, I love garden tours because I can steal awesome ideas. And, you know, that's part of the purpose is to see what works in our area. And of course, you have to take into account, is this really my area? You know, and the dunes is not, I live in the mud.
Right.
You know, but still, if it's thriving there, maybe it'll thrive in my yard. I love looking at how people make design choices and say, oh, those plants work together beautifully. I'm going to try that.
Very inspiring.
Right. It's a great way to get inspired, especially if you're feeling stale or if you have maybe last winter something died and you have this hole and you haven't been able to figure out what to put there. Go look at somebody else's yard and figure it out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
Just please come to the tour. We look forward to seeing you. And I plan to go to Pam's tour.
Ooh,
I'm excited
great.
About that.
Good.
So, yeah.
Be happy to see you there.
I should probably make the nod to our sponsor, Water Music Festival. We are a fundraiser for them. Mm-hmm. The proceeds go to the school's music programs on the peninsula.
That is great. Well, if we don't fund music in the schools, we won't have musicians in the future. So we need, that's very important. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
And
Thank you.
I apologize, Pam, for trying to get you to talk about the gardens you don't know about. It's been really fun. I've got this beautiful flyer that talks about all the gardens. And if you're on the tour, I'll see you, I'm sure, in several gardens because I'm intending to go. My whole family's intending to go.
Great.